You are now listening to the Orange Podcast, where we explore and enjoy what life has to offer. I'm your host and friend, Priscilla Passion. I'm glad you're here today. Welcome back to the Orange Podcast. I am grateful to be back on this platform to share some thoughts for today. So today I want to kind of go through a book that I read recently and kind of talk about some of the things that were highlighted for me. One specific chapter definitely I want to lean on. So the book is called The Four Agreements. It is written by Don Miguel Ruiz. This book is a practical guide to personal freedom. And overall in this book, the author has about four things that he thinks are important that we should agree upon in life to make life better and more free. So what does that look like for Don as he speaks to us in his book? Well, first he begins by, of course, introducing a concept that he wants to dig around. He deals deeply with domestication, which is just about how we have been molded and shaped since birth through what other people have agreed upon. And then we are born and then we align into those agreements, such as your religion, the way you see love, the way you see money. I mean, every single thing. We do what we do because we agree to it. So if I live in a particular way, it's because I agree to that way. If I pray to Jesus, it's because I agree in that way. And so this is all about what we should agree upon, what we should demolish. There are four agreements, as the book is titled to. The first agreement is that we are to be impeccable with our word, meaning watch what you say in very short term. The second agreement is not to take anything personally. This one I enjoy. It can be kind of difficult to wrap your head around because we get so offended by what people say and do to us. But really, they're just projecting their world, their agreements, their comfortability, all of that onto us. And so really, whether you like me or don't like me, let's just get into this, because this is not about me at all. This is about you and how you think about me. The third agreement is is entitled Don't Make Assumptions. And the last agreement is Always Do Your Best, which means in everything you do, do it well. You feel me? So what I wanted to talk about today is the third agreement. It impressed upon me very deeply when I was reading the book. Don't make assumptions. This chapter really impressed me when I read it. It was important to me because as I reflected and I analyzed my own relationships and my own interactions with certain things and people, I realized that I live in the assuming world, and that's not always healthy. I think it is important to take things at face value, to not dig too deep into someone else's character when they not even like thinking certain things, but you are. Why? I found in myself that I tend to overanalyze, and that's probably more out of protection of me or some level of insecurity that I dig so deeply into why a person did something and why this is that and why blah, 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 blah. I think this connects perfectly to my past episode about practicing being present. When you're being present, I think you receive things at face value and you don't release all that toxic energy trying to make something up, some reasonable response to why somebody did something, when all you have to do is just take what has been presented to you and deal with it from there. There are so many good tidbits in this chapter and in this book alone. Of course, I had never heard of this book until I get on Book Talk, which is the book channel of TikTok. I follow this really dope guy on there, and he talks about this book a lot and many others. So definitely I pulled up, like, pulled up on my Amazon cart. What's up? Pull up, get it, ring it out. It landed at my house, and I got deep into it and got to finish it this summer. And it's actually a quite easy and simple read. Most of these agreements I still apply and lean to. But he says in the book, in chapter 3, well, not 3, in the third agreement, it is very interesting how the human mind works. We have the need to justify everything, to explain and understand everything in order to feel safe. We have millions of questions that need answers because there are so many things that the reasoning mind cannot explain. It is not important if the answer is correct. Just the answer itself makes us feel safe. This is why we make assumptions. So the author is saying we make assumptions because we have to feel some level of closure, because that makes us feel safe, just like an opening, just a never-ending flow doesn't feel safe to us, to the human mind, because we are always trying to reason, why is this happening? Why did you do this? Why da 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 da? And really, after you experience life for so long, you realize there aren't really any answers. People don't even understand themselves. On an emotional level, they can't understand the complexities of who they are. There is really not a lot of answers and reasons. And although we probably do feel that and know that, we still seek to find some reasons, which leads us to assumptions. He says, if others tell us something, we make assumptions. And if they don't tell us something, we make assumptions to fulfill our need to know and to replace the need to communicate. Even if we hear something and we don't understand, we make assumptions about what it means and then believe the assumptions. We make all sorts of assumptions because we don't have the courage to ask questions. And in my mind, I feel like we don't have the courage to just float. We always have to find some ground. And I think sometimes that leads us into unhealthy places. But we have to be made for the middle. To have the strength to ask a question to God and not get an answer back. This is the strength of waiting and ultimately just being. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Not making assumptions of myself or trying to get myself to some particular end or trying to affirm myself because I think the world thinks I should be something. I'm just being. And taking the pressure off of trying to find an end goal, trying to find some type of answers, trying to explain my life, try to explain who I am or the decisions that I make. I don't have to explain. I don't have to assume about myself, and I don't have to assume about you. But what do I have to do? What do we have to do? Just enjoy the day. To not go so far into our minds to try to find answers. Answers don't come fast. We have to have the patience to be in process. And as I always say, and I feel like this is one of my key words in my podcast, is there is beauty in the process. And not assuming. Not assuming takes away the stress of life. I just deal with what's right in front of me. There is a never-ending need to justify something or to question why somebody would do something that they actually like. Why do you do that? Well, why would you pick that? Why would you do your hair like that? Why would you blah, blah, blah? Because we're trying to justify because justification and finding reasons makes us feel comfortable. And when we don't have that, we feel uncomfortable. There's so much in this chapter that I love. I mean, every chapter, actually. But this one I wanted to highlight as well. He says, we don't need to justify love. It is there or not there. Real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, this means we don't really like them. Just imagine the day that you stop making assumptions with your partner and eventually with everyone else in your life. Your way of communication will change completely, and your relationships will no longer suffer from conflicts created by mistaken assumptions. So, all in all, I say we live in the present moment. We accept what is in front of us. Don't try to change it. Don't try to overanalyze it, but just let it be. Let it reveal itself to you in time, because that's better. For it to be revealed, true feelings to be revealed, you, your identity, everything, love to be revealed in its proper time. Don't rush things and just be right where you are. Thank you for listening to the Orange Podcast. It means a lot that you stayed this long. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe and leave a review. If you are looking for ways to support this show, click the link in the description below. See you next time for a fresh squeeze of the Orange Podcast. Have a colorful day.